sermon I give you a short testimony about the
baptism this morning we had, Japanese service. As someone mentioned, we had two women got baptized this morning, and one is Mika Kunishige. She's the daughter of Kunishige family, the second daughter. She was 16 maybe, and she was born in Christian family, and she's coming to Sunday school, and she's been a member of Handbill Choir. But she personally accepted Jesus as her Savior, and she confessed her faith in front of the people who have been praying for her. So it was so impressed, you know. And another lady, her name is Terue Nakamura. She's almost 80 years old. She's going to be 80 years old next February 22nd, 222. She's a friend of my father. Actually, my family, a year before I was born, moved to Hiroshima. My parents came to Hiroshima with my sister. It's 1959, I think, a year before I was born. The church was located near to Yokogawa Station. We moved this place maybe 65. The one who was baptized this morning, Nakamura-san, she lived very close to our church. So her and her husband, and they have two children. And one is maybe 2 years younger than me. He's a good friend of mine. And my father became, my mother became a friend of Nakamura-san. So they have a good relationship for over maybe close to 50 years. And yesterday we had a short meeting for baptism, and she said her husband died maybe 5 or more years ago. And her husband wasn't not a Christian, but before he died, he told his wife, maybe you would go to church after I am going to die. Maybe her husband felt something, you know, to his wife. So as he prophesy, you know, as his prophecy, she started came to our church last summer, I think. My mother invited her. Why don't you come to church? You know, you have no husband, you know, and you can come to church freely. And she said, yeah. And she's coming to a Japanese service, and she come to service regularly every Sunday. Maybe she won't miss. Maybe she missed a couple Sundays, you know. So she was always listening to my sermon. And last month, or no. From this April, she started having the communion as her confession of her faith. But last month, after service, she came to me and asked me if I could be baptized. And she said, I said, why not? Because you believe Jesus as your personal Savior, you believe in God, And so this is a good time to be baptized. So she was baptized this morning. So it's been about 50 years evangelism of my mother, you know, to this woman. Wonderful story, huh? Yeah. We don't know the time. Only God knows the time. We just follow Him. We just do what He wants us to do. That's all. Now maybe I could stop the sermon. Well, I'd like to give you a short Christmas sermon from Luke chapter 2. Let me read from the first verse of the Gospel of Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while, who is this? Cornelius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up for the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom He His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen. One sentence. Today in the town of David, a Savior was born. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus was born not for somebody else. He was born just for you. But He is not just a man. He is the Savior And he's the Messiah, Christ, and he is the Lord. The angel said, today in the Talmud, David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Why the angels introduced them this baby, the Savior and Christ and Lord? Because they knew who he is. He was, or he is. And they want to explain. But these three words, Savior, Messiah, Lord, include the meaning of this baby. Number one, he's a Savior. In Matthew 1:21 said, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call him name Jesus, for he is saved. He will save his people from their sins. He's a Savior. He saves. He will save his people from their sins. He's the only one who can save us from our sins, which means he's the only one who can bring us from hell. He can bring us to heaven. He's the only Savior. And also Luke 19:10 said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save them which was lost. He came to the earth to find us because we are lost. Because we are in the wood or in the desert or in the valley of death. We don't know where we should go. Where is our home? We are lost. We are dying. We have no hope, but he came to this place to find us. He's looking for us. He's looking for you. He's calling your name. He was born as a Savior of you. Hebrews 7:25 said, therefore he is also able to save the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. He's a Savior still. He's a Savior in heaven. He is intercessing. He makes intercession for the people who are praying to God. How wonderful news is he. We are praying. Why are we praying? Jesus in the heaven. Tell the story about us, what we feel, what our burden is, to his Father. Father, please put the pity on him, on her, and listen to the prayer. He's a Savior. And he is a Christ, Messiah. What the Messiah means? Messiah means who are anointed. Anointed, right? Who is anointed? Who is anointed? Anointed one. Why he is the one who is anointed? Which means have the special project. Three kind of people are anointed in the Old Testament. King, prophet, and priest. You know that. King, prophet, and priest. They have special project. They have to do a lot of things. The burden is so heavy. But the project, their words, their job is for the people and for God. Very big job. So they need what? The Holy Spirit. They cannot fulfill the task they had without the Holy Spirit, without the anointing. But Jesus is the true, real anointed one. He has a project for the whole entire universe and for you. He came to this earth for you. With anointed Holy Spirit, he's a special project for you. He's like King David. He's like the prophet Elijah. He's like Aaron. He's as a king, prophet and priest. And also, he is the Lord. What the Lord means? Lord means maybe the shepherd is good? Picture? Psalm 23. Lord is our shepherd. Jesus came to us to become our shepherd. True shepherd. Shepherd find the food, find the water, because we cannot find the living water. We cannot find the spiritual food. But only Jesus, the Lord, can find a spiritual food, spiritual water. Because He created us. He knows everything. And He is the Lord. Means what? He's our good coach. He's the best coach. He comes to you, right beside you. And He teaches you. He gives you good advice. He's a counselor. He has everything you need. And He loves us. So give us a good instruction to you. Whole life. Our whole life. You know, we don't know our future, but Jesus knows. Our coach knows. Our Lord knows our future. So He can give us the best advice. Nobody can give you. You should not listen to the people around you, but listen to your best coach, Jesus Christ, your Lord. And He is the Lord, which means He's the master of our lives. He's the master. He's the man who will serve. This is a wonderful story. You know, we have one we can serve. He's worthy to be served. If we serve Him, He gives us the best reward. Nobody can give us. He knows what we feel, you know, and He's not the arrogant boss. You know, He's not the one who takes our energy. But He's ready to be served because He came to this earth to serve us. It's wonderful. Our master, but He came as a servant of ours. He's our Savior, the Messiah, and the Lord. And the one has been born not for somebody else, but to you, but for you, each one of us here. He is born for you, for you, for you. Not for just for Japanese, not for just for Americans, not for some particular people, not for some gifted people, not for rich people, not for, but for you. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for wonderful news. This is the best news. Because the Son of God, thrown, He abandoned everything, became one human baby to become our Savior, to become a Messiah, to become a Lord. Thank You so much, God. Your Son Jesus was born just for me. We come to Your place now. We come to the manger to worship You, to serve You, to talk to You, to listen to You, because You're our Lord, our Messiah, and our Savior, Lord. We won't be afraid of anything, because we know our Savior is with us all the time. We have hope because our Messiah, our Anointed One, is walking in front of us. And we serve You, Lord. We serve Jesus with grateful heart, with joy, with hope. Thank You so much. Town today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to You. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank You. Praise God.